Oh, this.
Hi.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
I know this guy.
Yeah, I bet you do.
How many of you remember, when was it? 1982 or something like that, when we had a big blowout, mega afterglow together at International? Right after you beat us.
I wasn't there.
See? There's a few left that remember that stuff.
There's only a few. That's the problem.
But it was fun.
This is the singing category. I sing with Southern Gateway Chorus. That's
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Big rival with the Peninsulaires back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
All right, gang.
Here we go.
All right, let me just read this over, and then I'll get to work.
Number seven, okay.
Okay, this is Palo Alto Peninsulaires, As Time Goes By, and I'll Be Loving You Always.
Yes.
In the first song, the scores were 66, 66, 63, and then the second song, the scores were 64, 63, 60. There were some things that were that evidenced themselves in the second song that weren't in the first.
Yep.
And so we'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it had to do with support, which probably just ask you, how many times before the district contest did you sing through both songs in a row without stopping?
We did.
Oh,
I'm asking. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Some, but,
all right, well, let's assume it's four, okay?
Yeah.
Needs to be eight or ten or 15.
Right.
That's all. Because some of the things that we ran into in the second song could be ascribed to ran out of gas.
Right.
And so what it means is it's harder to produce tone because you're not fully supported because you're thinking about oxygen, survival, things like that, you know. And because of that, it's harder to sing. You also get charged up when you're on a stage, and so that automatically makes this mechanism harder to operate.
Yeah, and definitely running both songs back to back.
I'm sure you ran a song. Which one of these is mine?
This one's
Cold Still.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Down here, so.
Hi.
There he is.
Thanks. I need the 2-minute break because we're done when we're finished here. So I run over 2 minutes as time goes by. Okay. Basically, I started even higher than 66 at the beginning of this song. Good start. Leads have good unity and a lot of good vowel matching and things like that going on. But as we got into some of the places where it's a little more difficult,
mm-hmm.
where it goes down low for the basses or higher for the leads, then it wasn't as nicely congealed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it moved me down from about maybe 68 or 9, which I started at.
Okay.
But let's talk about word sound. First, I want to talk about word sound match because there were several of them. One, the biggie, bye, happens mm-hmm. like 14 times in the song.
Right.
And I got the full bye. I got bye, which is kind of the ah version of bye, and I also got boy, which is the basses tend to like that vowel.
Mm-hmm.
So if that vowel isn't matched, that chord is not going to ring as well as it could. So the first thing you want to do is get everybody singing on the same note,
right.
and make sure that they're matching it up.
Matching
and you know that, listen for the overtone and get them to clean that up. When I do it with groups, I start with a smaller group. You just say, okay, let's all sing ba, and it never happens. So it's a lot easier to start with a smaller group, you know, like the leads or whoever. Get them ringing, and then add the voices to it as you go. And then when it stops, you say, oh, you're the one. Something like that. Okay. So that's a biggie. Ooze match really well.
We worked a lot on it last week. So.
Well, that's probably why. But your ah vowel, and like I said, it it doesn't match as well.
Okay.
And neither does the world vow, the church vow, the UH vow. What happens with the UH vow, guys, is sometimes we sing it closed like this, church or world, where it's not open. Or if we open it, we don't get the tongue in the right spot. Can't go up, that makes R. And it can't go all the way down, that makes walled. So it's got to be, the tongue is curled like a IH vowel, but it doesn't fly up into the R position. So make sure that's a biggie there. And then the last thing on As Time Goes By is about softs, okay? You brought the volume down, and when we brought the volume down, we brought the ring expansion down.
Right.
Why is that? Well, because there's three ways to get softer, and you chose one of the two ways that doesn't work. There's only one that works. We probably chose both of the two. So if you got a vowel that's medium volume, that's nicely ringing, when you get it softer, you can't do these two things. You can't collapse the mechanism, and so it can't go bye and then go bye. And hear what happens? All the overtones disappear. You can't change the placement of the vowel. You can't go bye. That's softer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's softer because I turned off half the resonance in the sound by sucking it back inside.
How many times have I told you guys to not control volume?
That's right.
Never.
By the way, directors pay us to say these things so that he can go back and say, see, I told you that 100 times.
So tell them the right way to control
the correct volume. Way is to add air to the sound. It's not a subtraction problem. It's an and problem. So you want to sing, bye. And now you want it to be soft. It's got to be, bye, bye. So it's going to actually takes a little more air to produce that sound, but I'm taking the edge off of it, not taking the resonance out of it. So it sounds the same, just softer. That's how you know you did it right. It sounds the same. It doesn't sound different. Those first two, they sound different, don't they? One sounds like a little boy, bye. That one sounds like in church, boy. Neither one of those are right. So do it his way. And then the same thing happened basically in the tag. It didn't have as much support as in the middle of the song.
Yeah.
That's another stamina thing. It takes, like I just showed you, it takes more work to sing soft than it does to sing loud sometimes. Because we naturally know how to sing loud because we, you know, holler at people in baseball games or whatever. But it takes more work, so you have to be prepared for that too. Always soft support. So what happened in here was that when we started the song, it went flat, and when it went flat, we went into check it, test it, and fix it mode. Check it, test it, and fix it mode is the mode you're in when you're singing a new song. You're not quite sure what's happening because you hear something, it doesn't sound right. So you back off and you collapse the mechanism and you try to make a smaller sound so you can hear what somebody else is doing. That's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah.
It was just a different, here you just sung As Time Goes By with some of the nice power, and particularly in the basses that just happened.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't going well because it went a little flat right at the beginning. And because of that, you went into out of performance mode and into rehearsal fix-it mode. Just don't do that.
Yeah, I was surprised the singing scores didn't go down further between the two songs.
Well, the
scores are done now.
they all went down a couple of points.
Yeah.
And the reason was you still did a lot of musical things always, even while that was happening.
Okay, good.
It was not a train wreck.
Happening,
it wasn't a train wreck. It was just
okay.
Wish you'd gotten a handle on that because I thought that from the approach to things, some of the pretty things that you do in Always would have probably ended up scoring higher
if we had
than if you hadn't had the sound issues. Yes.
Let's talk for a minute about it. Standing on the risers, it felt a little bit to me like a train wreck, and I'm going, oh my God, do I keep singing in full volume out out of tune with whatever else is going on?
Oh.
Do I try? How do you fix that? Am I the one who's wrong?
That's
maybe
a really good
wrong?
Question. And I don't know that I have an answer. So it may be that you did just the right thing by backing off so you could hear what was going on and fixing it. Because it did get better and it got more musical. It's just that I have to judge what I hear in the performance. What I heard was all of a sudden there's kind of transition in the song.
That's the fix.
Yeah.
But the
fix
is
don't do it.
Well, and the fact that you guys did back out, try to get it back on, he's saying you got credit because it did get musical and got back in.
It could have.
So you may have done the right thing.
The worst thing is trying to oversing it.
And so, you know, it didn't go down to 55 or something, you know, so.
When you said you first heard us, you first put us at 68 or 69?
Yes.
Okay. So somewhere in the first two notes, you went from...
No, that was in Time Goes By.
Yeah.
And that was... But it was between that and the end of the song that it went from 68 to 69.
But in the first two notes, you went from 100 down to 68 or 69.
Well, they always... Yeah, they find a placement.
We do what's called instant level. I said, aha, B. And then I went, it's a little, not quite a B, but it's close.
And what was it?
And I was probably there at 8 bars into the song.
And what was it that caused you to do that?
Okay. Well. Overall, sound of the group, the control that you had over each and every note. When I heard Masters, I knew it was going to start with a 9. I wasn't sure what. Okay, so, but, I mean, you don't have to listen to the whole song to know that it's going to be an A score. And the same, I knew this was going to be a B score after you sang 8 bars.
Right.
I heard good training, but not precise and not fully resonant, let's put it that way, right? where you were making the big overtones. The overtones that were happening were there, but smaller in proportion. So that's what they send us off to get trained for 3 years for.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We have to be done.
Yep. I think so. I think we're done, aren't we, guys?
I think so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Back room. Yeah, where are we eating, Randy?
Yeah.